Thank you. Thanks. So yeah, just a little bit about me. I used to be a photojournalist at the Baltimore Sun, but got laid off last year, so now I'd like to say that I'm the busiest, hardest working unemployed person in the city of Baltimore. Currently, I just finished teaching a summer jobs program with Art with a Heart, and we have a booth. Please come see us. We're right near the Lyric. We take inner city high school kids, and we pay them to do amazing art, beautiful art projects, and they're on sale, and the money goes back to the kids. So come see us, come see us. But on with my story. As I said, I worked for the Baltimore Sun, and about, I guess, 8 years ago, when I first started there, I was unbelievably green. I mean, I had just started into the journalism industry. I was a good photographer, but I didn't really know what it meant to be a photojournalist. But part of, I guess, what we do as the photographer, we're kind of all over the place, crawling all around on the floor. You'll probably see a photographer doing it here tonight. But we don't tend to dress very well, you know. So a reporter who I was working with, they do tend to look very good. She, on assignment, said, you know, you're kind of cute, but do you own any pants that don't have multiple pockets? Because we always wear cargo pants. So she said, I know you like this reporter who we decided to call the Apple Dumpling. And she was like, you might get him to turn his notepad in your direction if maybe you came dressed to work a little bit nicer. And so I made sure to call in, and I checked what my assignments were that day. And sure enough, I had studio assignments. I wasn't going to be out running around doing anything crazy. And I was like, I'm going to wear a dress today and nice shoes. And when I went and looked in my closet, the only dress that I really had was a dress that a 60-year-old guy had bought me as a gift. But I thought, I'm going to go with this anyway. So it was a Lily Pulitzer summer dress, and it hugged in all the wrong places. It had bright green frogs all over it. And the only pair of shoes I had that I thought could remotely match it were a pair of platform flip-flops. So I'm feeling pretty good. I was having a good hair day, too. And I'm feeling pretty good, and I'm going through the newsroom, and my flip-flops are just smacking. And I just thought, I walked past the soda machine, I don't know how many times, not getting a soda, trying to pass this guy's desk so he would notice me. And he didn't. But the one person who did notice me was a photo editor. His name is Wayman Swagger. For those of you who know The Wire, they based a character on him. He's been at The Sun. He was at The Sun for over 40 years. Wayman could rival the Marlboro Man. He just devastatingly rugged, twinkly blue eyes, you know, good looks. He was from West Virginia. And he was the kind of man that could say sort of, you know, off-colored, perverted things to you, but still make you feel okay about it. So Wayman was the only one who had complimented me that day on my looks, and I was fine with that. So it's about 9 o'clock. My shift is more over than not. And I get a phone call from downstairs, and I think, ooh, you know, maybe one more compliment. And it was Wayman again, and he said, darling, I have to send you to the Eastern Shore. The Y Oak has fallen. And of course, my response, not being from here, was, what the hell is the Y Oak? And so he proceeded to tell me in his smooth, last cowboy of the newsroom manner, what the Y Oak is a 450-year-old tree. It's the largest white oak in the nation, and a storm had blown through it and had fallen. So begrudgingly, in my outfit, I drive all the way to the Eastern Shore. It's raining cats and dogs. It's terrible out. I get there. It's pitch dark outside. There's no lights anywhere. It's gross. It's humid. People are meandering around. I have two cameras on me. I'm sure I'm muttering, like, not good things, not good words to myself. And as I approach this massive, massive tree, the root system is all the way, you know, up out of the ground, sticking out. I guess I let my you know, pissed offness get the best of me. But as I was walking around the hole taking pictures, luckily it was pitch dark because nobody but a state worker saw me fall face first into the root hole where the tree was. And So while I'm down there, I decide it's probably a good idea to get a photo of the Roots perspective of their situation. So I'm in the hole. The state worker is awfully impressed with me, actually. He's like, wow, you know, you're not afraid to get dirty. I'm, well, not by choice. So he helps me get out of the hole. I get the photographs that I need. I'm driving back. I walk into the paper. My flip-flop is blown out. I have mud and dirt and Y Oak, you know, history all over me. And the apple dumpling, you know, didn't notice me. Nobody, I'm sure, in the newsroom even noticed me. But Wayman comes back to the photo department and says, all right, darling, let's see what you've got. And he looks me up and down and he goes, I'm glad to see you're getting into your work. So I actually recounted this story. Wayman passed away recently, and I went to go see him. He wanted to die at home with dignity on his deathbed, and when I walked into his bedroom, he was wearing his Baltimore Sun Light for All t-shirt, and I sat down and was telling, I said, do you remember that story? And he just got the biggest smile on his face, and his blue eyes just twinkled, and he just said, yeah, yes. And it just made him so happy that, you know, he's a part of my legacy for sure, and I'm a part of his. And then he gave me the biggest, wettest kiss I've ever been given by a guy that was over 60. So that's my story.